Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazan, world famous astrologer, and this is Monday, April 7th, with your planetary pulse. What's going on? Well, Mercury went direct, and that's a good thing. Mercury, of course, going direct means that we get some kind of enlightenment. It's still stationary direct, though. What does that mean? From our vantage point here on Earth, Mercury disappears to be standing still. And of course, if you have an ephemeris, you can look and you can see how slowly Mercury moves direct until it gains some speed. Mercury is in the sign of Pisces still and will enter the sign of Aries. And Venus is still retrograde. Venus retrograde connects to Saturn, the planet of responsibilities, harshness, high cost, fear, because it's in the sign of Pisces also. And of course, this can reflect on your relationship. You might start questioning your relationship. Well, let me go back a little bit to Mercury stationary direct and how that influences you. So Mercury direct kind of gives you a different way of seeing things or experiencing things. We know that Mercury was direct and retrograde, and now he's redirect. He's direct again. So this, each time Mercury makes these movements, we see things differently. Maybe because of shakeup, because Venus is connected to Saturn. Maybe we start Monday by wondering, oh God, what's going to happen today that we have to handle? So we do have this interesting period of time as the planets come out of the sign of Pisces and into the sign of Aries during the month of April, and then again Saturn at the end of May. So it does bring up some things. Like I said earlier, you know, the stock market was going to do a little bit of a rebound, but it's still going to be quite volatile. I would expect a somewhat of a flat market with not too much until maybe Friday. We do have that full moon coming up on Saturday, and then Venus is going to go direct. Let's see here. And of course, that's going to be on the full moon day too. So that means that when Mercury enters Aries on Tuesday, we could have some more fluctuations between the 14th and the 15th with the stock market. It wasn't going to be the greatest month ever. Nobody promised you a rose garden in April. Anyway, so it's all about relationships in your personal life as Venus connects to Saturn and responsibilities. Venus, of course, is retrograde, and maybe you're still mulling over your relationship. Should I commit? Should I not commit? And definitely it wouldn't be the time to, let's say, get married or engaged without sorting through the details. We tend to just jump into things sometimes during these planets and then have a reality check later. So remember to also check with your astrologer if you're going to get engaged or you're going to get married for the optimal time to do so. You want to give your relationships the best chance possible, right? Well, that's all for now. Have a wonderful Monday.